The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. God. This is a great theme. It's mind-boggling when we think about this subject. What a wonderful subject it is. Genesis 1:1, we read there where Moses said, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Then we read in Genesis 2:7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground," and so forth. Yes, in Genesis 1:1, God created the heavens and the earth, the more general term for deity in his power and might. Yet in Genesis 2:7, we find the Lord God for man. Lord is the more personal name for God. It is his covenant name, showing his covenant relationship as a kind and benevolent creator in his relationship to his creation. So the Lord God for man. God is a personal God, and God personally made Adam and Eve in his image, in his likeness, as they were created to be in communion and fellowship with him. God is a personal God. We know the sad story how sin broke that communion and they were driven from the Garden of Eden. Yet God wanted to somehow restore that relationship, and he began to work out his plan and scheme of redemption. We know that the old patriarchs, there were some of them that had very personal relationships to God. We know it says Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. God called Abraham and made great promises to him that through his family, finally all the families of the earth would be blessed. And then God called Moses to fulfill his promise to Abraham to give the promised land to his children and that they might be the nation whereby the Savior would come into the world. And God spoke in the third chapter of Exodus, identifying himself to Moses, how he would speak to the children of Israel. And we read there in Genesis 3:14 where he says, "I am that I am. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." I am that I am. He is the great I am. He is the eternal self-existent one. Then in Exodus chapter 6, beginning with verse 2, we read, "And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known unto them, and I have also established my covenant with them." Yes, God identified himself as the great I am, and not only as God Almighty, but as the Lord, Jehovah, his covenant relationship to these people. Yes, God is a personal God, and he revealed himself in many ways to Moses in such a way as man had never experienced before. Yes, throughout the Old Testament, some were able to arise to the occasion to have great fellowship with God, although they were sinful and fallen. There are great verses of Scripture that get our attention as we go through here. One is Isaiah 57, verse 15. Let's just read that verse. He says here, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I will dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one." The high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. Oh, what majestic thought and expression. What a beautiful way to say these things here. And to think that this God will dwell in the heart and the spirit of the contrite and humble one. I think of the 23rd Psalm. Well, that's a great section of Scripture that we all, I think, are familiar with. That 23rd Psalm starts out by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Here is that word Lord, the capital letters, the personal, unspeakable name of God that we don't know how to pronounce because of the Jews' respect for that name. Oh, the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity was the good shepherd to the lowly shepherd boy in every circumstance of life, good times, bad times, even leading him through the valley of the shadow of death. Therefore, he said, "I will fear no evil." Yes, God made revelation of himself to man in ancient times. Even his fallen race, some were able to reach up to him as he was getting them ready for the Savior. They found that God was great and glorious and good and gracious. There are many things to be said about God, and we'll look more about into how God has spoken to us tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.